Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is Monday, May 10th. You're listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. I'm excited about today's episode. I can't wait for you to hear it. I reached out to Dr. Mickey Allen, the director of athletics at Tennessee State University, located just a few miles from me in downtown Nashville, to talk about their hire of Eddie George. I had meant to do an episode on Eddie George when they hired him, and I reached out to a few reporters around town, people who have covered Tennessee State for a while. Couldn't get too many bites. Actually had one fall through. If you were listening closely a few weeks ago, I had promised a Tennessee State episode several Mondays ago. Never happened. I've got an even better guess now than the man who hired Eddie George. I'm really intrigued by this entire situation. Dr. Mickey Allen, he played at Tennessee. He played in the NFL. He started at Tennessee on June 1st, 2020, in the midst of a pandemic. Not even 365 days later, he has made a huge splash hire in Eddie George, he has no head coaching experience, but he has plenty of football experience. He was a Heisman Trophy winner at Ohio State. He was an NFL Pro Bowl running back, one of the best during his time for the Tennessee Titans. He's going to attract recruits to TSU. The state of Tennessee is loaded with good talent. He's not going to have the same, quite the same jolt of energy impact as Deion Sanders at Jackson State did, but I would argue he's going to run a much more stable program. His offensive coordinator is Hugh Jackson, former head coach in the NFL. I think this is going to be a really good fit for Tennessee State. I'm excited to maybe get out to a game there this fall. I talked to Dr. Allen about how the Tigers factor in to the football scene in Middle Tennessee. You've got Vanderbilt, which is trying to get off the mat in the SEC under Clark Lee. You've got the Tennessee Titans, who were dreadful a few years ago, and now they're pretty fun and pretty good, although they keep having really bad NFL drafts, so we'll see how long that lasts. You've obviously got the Tennessee Volunteers, who I think every college team in the state is obviously in the shadow of them, and they take up so much attention. But I would love to see Eddie George and his Tennessee State University Tigers get a little bit more love in the next few months, so hopefully we can give it to them. You know that we're covering every Power 5 team that we can this offseason and are across the country with the College Football Daily playlist, and we're trying to do a few Group of Fives too. I love the fact that we're doing an FCS, an HBCU. This won't be the last one we do. This won't be the last time we check in on Eddie George, and we really appreciate Dr. Mickey Allen, Director of Athletics at Tennessee State, for giving us his time. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll get into the interview. The College Football Daily will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so we are a few weeks removed now from Tennessee State and you, Dr. Mickey Allen, hiring Eddie George to be your head coach. Now that it's kind of set in, what has that been like?
Man, it's been phenomenal, man. I'll say now that it's great to know that I got my guy. You know, I said in the press conference, you know, I had a list of individuals that I thought would really be, you know, have a transformational impact on our program. And Eddie was one that it was at the top of my list. And just all that he's brought thus far to our program. I mean, our phones have been ringing off the hook for season ticket sales. And, you know, our donors and constituents are highly engaged. And there's just a lot of excitement around our campus. And, you know, one thing that's been pleasing for me and gratifying is that every student athlete that plays football, man, they just come up to me and said, "Hey, Doc, we appreciate it. Great hire." You know, he had an opportunity, he being Eddie, to speak to the team. And man, you just should have seen the eye contact, man, and everyone looking at someone who is going to be their next leader. and they're looking at him like, hey, you know, we're absorbing everything that you're saying. They had their pencils and pads writing information down. And he just met them where they were and told them, hey, this is the new direction of the program. This is what I'll expect of you. This is what you should expect of me. And we want to get back to, you know, winning championships here at Tennessee State University. Eddie has a great amount of respect for the illustrious history, the rich tradition of Tennessee State. He's well aware of the phenomenal players that have come through the university, two Hall of Famers being Dent and Humphrey, great players like Joe Gillum. We've had so many individuals that have played in the NFL. Right now, we're a little bit over 120 athletes that wore the shield on their helmet or jersey. So the most in HBCU history. And that just speaks to the great coaches that were at Tennessee State through the years, being the legendary John Merritt and others that really set the foundation for this program. So Eddie knows that he has a responsibility of just picking that up. And he understands that he is not only going to have an impact on the student athletes in which he serves, but our student body at large and the Nashville community. And I wanted a guy that really would bridge the gap or be a bridge, so to speak, between our university and the city of Nashville. We have this thing, man, called Roar City, right? So you'll see hashtag Roar City, and we wanna make sure that everyone hears a loud roar from 3500 John Merritt Boulevard. Let's just say that. And we want to be Nashville's college sports program. And so this is a first step and a first bold move that I've made towards that goal. So I'm just extremely excited.
Dr. Allen, when you first hatched the idea that you would contact Eddie George to be your head coach, like, what was your internal dialogue with yourself? Were you like, no, this is crazy, or this just might work? How did that go?
Well, you know, me and Dr. Glover, as well as the nation, I mean, obviously, if you know what they've been doing at Jackson State, but really, you know, that didn't really factor in our decision to name or go after Eddie George. What made sense to us is to find, you know, we were looking for someone that, you know, had played the game at all levels. We were looking for a great football mind. We were looking at someone that instantly get buy-in from a recruiting perspective, right? So, you know, when we think of a young man that's sitting there, he's 18 years old, and he's trying to make a decision on where he's going to spend the next 4 years of his life. You know, having someone to come in your house and sit down and eat your mother's food there. And he was a Heisman Trophy winner, and he was the best player in college football. And, you know, he's been a businessman, and he's done so many great things on and off the field as a professional athlete and a professional in the business arena. Man, having someone that you're looking at that can articulate, hey, this is what I can do for you. I can teach you. I can pour into you as a young person if you believe in me and come play at Tennessee State. I was saying, hey, look, if we get that individual like an Eddie George going in and making the sales pitch and getting someone to believe in him and believe that your experience at Tennessee State University is going to be a Power 5-esque experience, that's what I was looking for this program. And I'm just so, again, just so excited, as well as Dr. Glover, that we got Eddie George that can communicate that, you know, from a recruiting standpoint.
Yeah, I got to say, back before he was head coach and before COVID, I used to see Eddie at the Maryland Farms YMCA, and every single person would come up to him. He handled it all very well. So I would imagine,
yeah, man,
in addition to like the football chops, he's going to be a great engaging ambassador for your football program. So you personally, like, you over a decade of experience in college athletics, you came from Tennessee, and I believe you started last summer in 2020. Are you putting it on yourself to help walk a first time coach through this process? Because you've probably seen that with several different head coaches at Tennessee.
Absolutely. I tell all of our head coaches that we have in our program, we have 15 sports that we sponsor, and great coaches at our, you know, in our athletics department. But I, you know, I tell them my role is, you know, I'm an excavator, right? So my job is to make sure that the lawn is procured, you know, that we get all the weeds out, right? And I'd expect them to be in the kitchen cooking, you know, something great, cooking up a great recipe for success. But I am, you know, I navigate the waters as an AD, right? That's my role. And, you know, I want to make sure that we have all the resources to be successful. You know, I have, 10 plus years in athletic fundraising and been a part of a lot of capital campaigns, been a part of a lot of phenomenal capital projects. If you ever go up to Knoxville on the Hill, I was a part of a lot of renovation projects that really, you know, helped catapult our athletics department there in Knoxville. But I'm just bringing that same energy, that same passion for fundraising to this job. There's a lot of projects that we want to do from a facility upgrade standpoint at Tennessee State University, but we have great facilities. I mean, at the FCS level, not too many FCS schools have an indoor football complex, right? Not too many FCS schools have two stadiums that they have access to, right? Being William Jasper Hill Stadium and Nissan Stadium. Two locker rooms for game day, right? A basketball arena that seats 8,500 plus in the Gentry Center. You know, we have an Olympic sized swimming pool, right? For workouts and strength and conditioning in water. So there's so many different facilities that we have. Now it's time to take those facilities up a notch, really in terms of the spaces within each facility that our young people operate in, right? So we want to improve, you know, our strength and conditioning area. So we have a plan for a weight room renovation. We also have plans in the Gentry Center for our locker rooms and building those out. And me and Eddie sit down and talked about all the aspects of what a great program has, not a good program, great programs. Great programs have, you know, nutritionists. Great programs have high-level individuals that, you know, that can get the best out of their kids in the weight room from a strength, condition, and performance standpoint. Great programs have great athletic trainers that can help our student athletes or help student athletes recover and get back, you know, after injury and get back in competition. Great programs have great academic advisors and units that can get the best out of their kids from an academic standpoint. Great programs have buy-in, not only from athletic leadership, but from an institution standpoint. And that's what we are working towards at Tennessee State University. It's a great institution. There's been great alums that have been out there in various different areas, man, whether it's engineering, communications, you know, you look at Oprah's career. I mean, we've had so many alums from that have been byproducts of the institution, and that's what we're selling, and that's what we know we have to offer. And Eddie's going to be a part of making sure that now we continue that pipeline of NFL greats, right, that come from our program. So, man, I'm just telling you, man, you can feel the excitement coming from me, man. We're on to something special, and, you know, I'm just glad we got the leader in place that we were able to get.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you get Oprah's ear, we could see a total overhaul of the athletic facility.
that's not a bad donor. That's not a bad alum to call, right? But no, you know, Oprah's been phenomenal to the institution through the years. So, you know, hey, maybe we can get her back to a game here pretty soon.
You played at Brentwood Academy down the street. You played at Tennessee. I think you would probably agree that the football experience in Nashville, especially at a high school level, is really risen over the years. When we're all back to normal and it's fall and that's when Tennessee State's playing in the fall instead of the spring, where does Tennessee State factor into the Nashville football scene? You know, we got some Vanderbilt fans here, you know, mm-hmm. A lot of Vol fans. Everyone's watching the Titans on Sunday. A lot of the great games on Friday night in the high school ranks. How does Tennessee football fit into that puzzle?
Man, I'll tell you this. There's a lot of attention. I think in the last week or so, man, we've been everywhere, you know, on ESPN, you know, we've been in the Wall Street Journal. I mean, we've been in every media publication that you can imagine. So that's been great from an exposure standpoint, from a branding standpoint. We're aware of that. But we also know that, you know, in terms of the landscape in Middle Tennessee and in the state of Tennessee, it's important that we go after high-level recruits that are coming out of our high school pipeline. There's great high schools. You mentioned mine, Brentwood Academy, but there's also Innsworth and MBA on the private school side and Knoxville Catholic. And then you look at the public school side. I mean, you've had great programs through the years, you know, like Oakland and, you know, Riverdale and Independence and, I mean, Centennial. I mean, we can go on and on. So we want to make sure that we can get in the mix, and we're going to do that. We're going to be intentional about how we go about doing that and making sure that the high schools and the high school coaches know that we want your student athletes, if they can play at a high level, we want them on our campus. We want them in our program. We want our hat with those illustrious letters, TSU, we want it on the table amongst the, you know, the Vanderbilts, the Tennessees, you know, and other OVC member institutions that might be out there that are recruiting the same caliber kid. And to do that, you know, it's a lot involved in that. You know, the student athlete now, they have to trust the fact that there's going to be mechanisms in place and resources in place to give them the right marketing. There's going to be resources in place so they'll have a first-class experience. We're not going to shy away from that. We're going to make, and we've made an investment in football. We've been very strategic about it. We've gone through a process where we're going to be financially responsible in terms of how we build our staff, but we're going to do the things necessary to have a championship winning program and send the message very clearly in this city of Nashville that, hey, you know, we want to be at the top of the mountain. We want to be at the top of the OVC pyramid and playing a great brand of football. So that's how we, you know, that's how we compete and get to the level from an expectation standpoint that a lot of former players that played at Tennessee State University and care about this program, we want to get back to the level that they know it should be about. And we owe that to them. So I'm excited about that.
Dr. Mickey Allen, we really appreciate you joining us. And you pumped me up. I think I'm going to have to get out to a game this fall. So,
hey, come on, man. Hey, I got your big blue hat waiting for you, my man. Now, we appreciate the great work that 24/7 does, and I appreciate you having me on. Go Big Blue.
All right. Once again, thank you to Dr. Mickey Allen for joining us on the College Football Daily to talk about his team hiring, his program, I should say, hiring Eddie George. It's going to be an exciting time in downtown Nashville. Our producer is Lance Glenn. I'm Trey Scott. Hope you have a great Monday. We will talk to you Tuesday on the next edition of the College Football Daily.
Docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.